was Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Excuse me. And it's a very famous passage in many regards. It's often used in salvation altar calls, although the original context of the verse was actually to believers who had lost their way, believers who had become dull in their passion, dull in their faith, dull in their vitality for the Lord. In fact, it got to the point in that passage where Jesus is speaking to one of the churches in Asia, the seven churches of them that he's in Revelation, but this is the church of Laodicea. And he's having to speak to them, and he's having to rebuke them because they've become very dull in their hearts. And I'm not saying that that's where you're at today, but this message is relevant to the church at any time in any part of the world, because these things can creep in. So it says this: behold, the New King James Version, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Incredible passage. And the Passion Translation puts it this way, Dr. Simmons puts it this way: if your heart is open to hear my voice and you open the door within, I will come into you and feast with you, and you will feast with me. And then he goes on to say, he who overcomes will I grant to such and such and so and so. And so this message is to a church in a region of Asia where the people have become distracted and spiritually indifferent. They were neither frozen in apathy, nor were they fervent with passion. Jesus described them as lukewarm. And they were about to be spat out of his mouth, but he is giving them an opportunity to repent. And this is the beautiful thing. We have right from the beginning the situation so beautifully depicted where the man and the woman, or the woman and the man, enter into the situation with the tempter to doubt God, to doubt God's promises, to doubt God's character, and then enter into a lifestyle or a way of life of self-determination, self-moralization, self-reliance, a lifestyle really that was an attempt to be independent from God. And we know that the state of the world right now is a result of that journey and the situations the world is in right now. But in amongst it all, God always comes with an opportunity for somebody to hear and to somebody to listen and then to take action and repent and come back into alignment with God, come back into alignment with heaven. And this is what this is all about. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone, doesn't matter our socioeconomic status, if you want to use that terminology, doesn't matter our ethnic background, doesn't matter our educational achievements or non-achievements, doesn't matter our careers or our job profiles, it doesn't matter, nothing matters, it's if anyone. I qualify it as an anyone. You qualify as an anyone. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door within, everybody has got a door within. And every one of us here has opened the door to people, and every one of us here has at times closed the door to people because you sense the threat, or you sense there's something wrong here, or you sense there's somebody that you're not actually to form some sort of alliance with, so you've closed the door. But every one of us here has experienced the opening of the heart to people. That's what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit, the Lord is saying, if you hear me knocking, and I believe he's knocking on everybody's heart in many, many respects, if you hear me knocking, open the door within and I will come in. Now, what's the big deal about the Lord coming in? What's this sort of picture of hospitality here? Well, in the Middle Eastern world, if you were invited to somebody's house, it meant that you were being invited because you were either a friend or you were going to resolve something and then leave as friends. You couldn't leave somebody's house after eating with them and having a meal with them and feasting with them without being friends. And so what Jesus is offering here to every person, regardless of their spiritual condition, he's offering them the opportunity to become friends. But friends in feasting. Now, what's the feast? The feast is His truth. The feast is His mercy. The feast is His revelation. The feast is eternal life. The feast is forgiveness. The feast is healing. The feast is deliverance. The feast is the light of heaven, which sets us free from the confusion of the world. And there's so much more. We're invited to this magnificent feast, which literally transforms us from within. And that's what He's doing. And Christmas time this year, He's knocking at the door, I believe, of probably every heart. He's doing it globally. There's a harvest on. He's turning up to people. There's supernatural encounters. There's dreams, visions. There's things happening in the most dark places of the corners of the earth. And Jesus is coming. Jesus is turning up to people and giving them the opportunity to open the inner door of the heart. There are incredible testimonies of the salvation grace of God working in the most dark places on earth. And God is turning people around and He's transforming them from within because they heard Him and they opened the door, the inner door of the heart, and they welcomed Him in, and He came in. And many of those testimonies are hearable, and you can see them online, etc. See, this people, excuse me, I got quite emotional during some of that time there. Felt like you guys were personally, for me, just really ministering to me. And I got a bit emotional, partly because of just your faith and your love for the Lord and your willingness to do something that really expresses Him and expresses your love for Him and faith in Him. And that item was just beautifully beautiful. Sophie, just the way you're saying that, the way the team, just everybody, I'm just so impressed. I'm just so impressed. And I feel like I've really been ministered to. So I'm actually a little bit emotional. See, the people that Jesus was speaking to in this situation, in the church in Laodicea, in this region, that they'd become quite wealthy. and they were increasing in wealth. And they got to the point where they thought, well, we have need of nothing. We've got this wealth, and we're increasing in wealth. I remember hearing before the COVID situation burst onto the scene, regardless of what your opinion of that is, it's not the debate today. I remember hearing on the radio different talkback hosts saying, we've never been in a situation on the planet where people are so healthy, where poverty is such a low list, where starvation is such a low level, and where sickness and disease has been sort of impacted and overcome and various... And I remember hearing this and thinking, yeah, it's like we've become wealthy. And we think and to some degree, less need now. Well, how quickly that turned around, at least in the minds of some, how you evaluate all that. Things can change very quickly. They thought they were rich. They were getting wealthier by the day. They said they had need of nothing. But Jesus points out their true spiritual condition. And I love the way that Dr. Simmons, once again, he says, you're clueless. You're miserable. You're poor. You're blind. You're barren. And you're naked. He's pointing out their true spiritual condition. There's no blindness worse, really, than the blindness of the soul, than the blindness of the heart, where we evaluate ourselves one way, thinking we have need of nothing, thinking we've got the provision, we've got the wealth, we've got the whatever, I have need of nothing. But in reality, and through spiritual eyesight, if we evaluate ourselves accurately, outside of Christ, we're blind, we're naked, we're clueless, we're all of those things. And so He's correcting them and saying, hey, look, you might see yourself this way, but really this is the condition. And so for those who saw their true spiritual condition, those who saw their true spiritual condition realized that the one knocking was the one with the answers. And if we would open our hearts, that the inner door of our life, He will come in. This promise is as real today as it's ever been. The Spirit of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is coming into people's lives. and transforming them from the inside, where the spiritual blindness is getting broken off, and now they're really seeing first their condition outside of Christ, and as they come to Him and embrace Him as Lord and Savior, then the transformation within, because of the feasting on His grace, His kindness, His goodness, His mercy, His power, His everlasting life, starts to transform us from within, and we become something quite different. And this is what salvation does. Jesus is offering an amazing solution, a way to change the course of our lives and our eternal destiny, a way to transform our truly impoverished condition and be renewed in His life, in His presence, in His provision. He wants to feast with us. But remember, this was written to people who were considered believers. And so, if you're open to it, open that door of your inner world again. Open that world, that door of your inner world wider. Open that door of your inner world to the Lord and another whole level, where the level of feasting will increase, the level of presence will increase, and the level of transformation will accelerate. Just think of it. I'm closing on this. Just think of it. The Creator of all things, the great power of the universe, the One who is pure, unadulterated love. This One, this Himself, is inviting us to open the door within so that we can be transformed within by His very presence and His provision. Just think of it. The One who forgave sinners, opened blind eyes, healed and cleansed lepers, healed the lame and the sick, cast out demonic spirits, raised dead people back to life, befriended and saved the outcast, the One who calmed storms with a word of command, the One who multiplied food for thousands out of a meal for one, the One who was crucified as a substitute for our deserved punishment and judgment, and was resurrected from the dead 3 days later. The One who was sent from God the Father to perfectly represent Himself, to clear up the confusion and to create a way for all who would believe to be welcomed home, home to Him, home to glory, home to His presence, home to our true identity, home to our true purpose, home to our true future, home to our true life. That is the One who is knocking on the door. And if we would hear and we would open the door, the inner door of our life, the promises, He will come in. He will come in. For many of us, He's already come in. But He said this to believers, so there's more opportunity yet. But for anybody here in this room or online, if you've never opened the door to the Lord Jesus Christ, you've never opened that inner door of your heart to Him, I want to tell you, I want to encourage you, please take up His invitation. Please take up His offering. Because what He is offering you is of the most extreme eternal value. A price could never be put on it. And He's offering that to you. God bless.